The Sarasota Concert Association was launched in 1938 with a mission to bring affordable, world-class concerts to Sarasota. This year, the long-lasting cultural group is celebrating its 75th anniversary. WUSF's Kathy Carter speaks with the group's Joy McIntyre and Judy Beilman about the organization's history and accomplishments.
Joy, the roots of the Sarasota Concert Association date back to the late 1930s. There was a music management company out of New York City that wanted to spread culture across the country with something called the Community Concert Series.
Absolutely right. They wanted to bring culture into all the corners of the United States, and their motto was a Carnegie Hall in every town. This was back in 1938. A bunch of lovely ladies from the Woman's Club, they made the connection with Columbia Artist Management and began to bring famous musicians to Sarasota.
And Judy, let's bring you into the conversation. Here we are 75 years later, and now in season, you can see music practically every night of the week in Sarasota. So is that a challenge? Is there any kind of competition to bring in performers?
You know, I see it less as competition than enhancement. I think my husband and I are good examples. We came to Sarasota in 2016 from Chicago. We're used to many, many cultural offerings there. And we were delighted to become part of a community that had its own hometown orchestra, its own opera, its own ballet company. But we also knew that there were amazing artists from all over the world, and we didn't want to give that up when we moved to a smaller community. And one of the reasons I became involved with the Sarasota Concert Association is that they make it possible for us to have both.
Well, that's great. And you mentioned you're from Chicago, so I imagine you're pretty excited about one of the musical offerings that's happening this season.
Absolutely. We are thrilled. We couldn't think of a better way to mark our 75th anniversary than with the world-renowned Chicago Symphony Orchestra. And it is the first time they're coming with their famed conductor, Ricardo Muti. And they're bringing in all Prokofiev program, which should be really wonderful, and show off all the wonderful segments of the orchestra, their amazing brass, their wonderful strings and winds. So I'm really looking forward to that concert.
And Joy, to bring this level of talent to the Sarasota region, that must take a lot of work. How far in advance do you have to plan out, and how do you go about picking the performers?
That's an excellent question, actually. We work at least 2 years in advance, and we start with booking orchestras because we can only hook on to tours that are already in place. No one could afford to bring the orchestra on their own. So many orchestras come either from Europe or different places in America and set up a tour in Florida, and they'll hit 4 or 5 big cities. So we find out who's touring. Then we try to find a date that they're available and a date that will match what's available in the Van Wezel Auditorium.
So we've been talking about the Great Performers Series, but you also have these midday matinee concerts, really a long-running community outreach. Why is it important to do these free music matinees?
Well, I think it's a part of our mission, actually, not only to bring the world's greatest musicians to Sarasota, but also to offer local musicians or regional musicians an opportunity to perform here. We do 5 of those a year. And as you say, it is free of charge to the public. And I think we're the only organization that does something similar. And of course, I mean, we're grateful for any donations that would help fund that program because it's not free to us.
Well, so yes, let's make that clear. The Sarasota Concert Association is a nonprofit group. So all volunteers, no one at the Sarasota Concert Association gets paid. So Joy, this must be a labor of love.
And the reward is the wonderful concerts that we are able to experience. It really points up the value of music to the human psyche. It's a unifying art, isn't it? You know, everybody could experience it no matter what language they speak. We're all unified in this wonderful experience of classical music. And it's uplifting and it challenges the mind. I'm a professional musician, and I used to tell my students and their parents that a mind trained in classical music is a valuable instrument because it requires intellectual, artistic, and physical discipline. And when you feel all of that come together, all of these great musicians striving to get it right and bring it to new heights, it's exhilarating. And audiences feel it.
So 75 years in, classical music is still a big draw here in Sarasota, but it should be mentioned, too, that a lot of the artists that you are booking, especially for some of your midday matinees, the new up-and-coming artists, this is still really a vital music genre.
Absolutely. And it's always interesting to see how a young classically trained musician brings their world experience into what they present. I think Brandon Goldberg, who's our guest entertainment at our event on the 26th, is a perfect example of that. He's from the Miami area. He's 13 years old. He's classically trained. He studied with a teacher at the University of Miami, but he found his passion with jazz. So some of our audience members might be surprised to know that this young 13-year-old is inspired by the greats of the past. And I just think it's so interesting to see what the next generation of musicians is going to look like. And I think our audience will be interested to find that out, too.